Hey, friends, my name is Becky Kopitsky, and this is the Inspired Business Podcast, where we talk all about how to earn a God-honoring income from your creative work so that you can serve more people in less time and sustain your message financially. In this show, you'll discover smart and biblically sound strategies for growing your reach, promoting your content, honing your craft, and building a business that's based on your top priorities of family and faith. Together, we're going to boost your influence and your income so you can keep changing the world one conversation at a time. I am so glad you're here. Well, hi, friends. I hope you are enjoying a great start to the week. I'm catching up on some tasks today after a busy week of meetings last week. Can you relate to this? I had a really big list of stuff to do last week, but my schedule of calls was bigger than my list of stuff, so I spent more time talking about work than actually doing the work, as in the assignments that come as a result of those calls. And that's okay, though, because some of these calls were exploratory calls with new clients, and that's always great fun. Or I had meetings with mastermind colleagues, and I really enjoy those, getting my head together with other like-minded creators and sharing ideas. And some of those calls were planning meetings with my own team. So it's all worthwhile conversation, and I do love Zoom calls because they connect me to real people outside of this solo home office. And maybe you can relate to that. A lot of us as content creators, we're working by ourselves, for ourselves, in some corner of our homes where we are wrestling with our own ideas. But it's a real joy and a privilege, I think, to be able to connect with people from our computers so that our business style is not quite so lonely. Because so much of our work is done in private, it's done behind a computer screen, I often think of how cool it is that we get to communicate in real time with friends and fellow creators through this technology that wasn't available even just a generation ago. But this has also brought to light some questions about etiquette. External office etiquette, that was pretty clear. I worked for several years in corporate environments before I settled at home to raise my daughters and then to run my own business. And in that external office environment, there were very clear rules, guidelines about what we should wear, what we should say, what topics we needed to avoid, even as who could come and visit you at your desk. There were a lot of different guidelines or rules, things that were frowned upon or encouraged or discouraged in that environment. I actually worked in a job 20 plus years ago where all the women were required to wear nylons. Pantyhose, ladies. Can you imagine? I don't even think there are many environments like that anymore, but there were rules about working in the external office. And think about that. When I went to work in an office for someone else, I didn't bring my dogs to work. Of course not. But now in my home environment, they're always walking in the background or sitting on my lap. My kids, they weren't laughing in the room next to me when I worked in the external environment. I didn't eat bowls of cereal at my desk like I do now. Now I work for myself. And so I get to set the rules. If you work for yourself and if you work in your home environment, you get to set the rules. But the question is, what should those rules be? In a home-based environment, especially for entrepreneurs and content creators, does our definition of professionalism need to be the same as it was in the workplace? And that's up to you. If you want it to, great. But I don't. I don't want it to. And I'll tell you why. For me, as a work-from-home business owner, a coach, an author, and for you, just remove those words and replace them with whatever words would fit your own roles. You know, are you a content creator? Are you a coach? Are you a teacher? Are you a speaker? Are you an author? Whatever roles you're playing in your work-from-home business, your home environment is also your work environment, and vice versa. And there was a time when I think people would say, especially pre-pandemic, I think the pandemic actually helped us move forward in this perception. But the idea of merging home and work used to be considered unprofessional. But I don't believe it is. I don't believe it ever had been. But now it's more widely accepted that merging home and work is not unprofessional. I would go so far as to say it's actually healthy. It's healthy for you, it's healthy for your clients and for your colleagues, because it's authentic. When you're at home, you're more likely to be who you are. And I am a huge advocate for authenticity, meaning being who you really are in every aspect of your life. I'll be honest that when I worked in a corporate environment, I often felt like I had to put on a mask. I had to be the professional person. There were the rules about no crying at work, you know, the unspoken rules, or again, avoiding certain topics. As a believer in a corporate environment, knowing that there were people who needed to know Jesus, I had to be careful according to the HR rules about what I said. And those sorts of things put handcuffs on us, I think, in a way that disables us from being fully who we are freely. But when we are working for ourselves and we're working from home, authenticity is more easily accessible. Another word for authenticity is, think of it as integrity. Psalm 51:6 in the Bible says that God desires truth in the innermost being. Or some translations put it this way, God desires integrity in the inner self. And to me, that means we ought to be who we are in every circumstance. So I apply that to my business as much as I apply it to my family relationships, my friendships, my church environment. So what does that look like for you and me as work from home content creators? Well, my authentic relationship with my children means that they see me walking around the house in my pajamas on Saturday mornings. Does that mean that I can wear pajamas to my coaching calls? No, not exactly. I mean, you could if you wanted to, if that works for you. But so what I'm not saying is that there should be no guidelines for business conduct. I still do make it a priority to bring positive energy to my coaching calls. I still use full sentences in my emails. To a certain degree, actually. If you've ever taken my writing course, then you know there's a time to break the English class rules if you want to become a better writer. But one thing I will not do is use texting acronyms in my professional emails ever, ever, ever. There are still certain standards in this world. And I even do still try to look somewhat put together for my calls, right? So like I said, I'm not going to show up in my pajamas. If that's how you want to operate, great. But you know what? I might still have sweatpants on below the fold, so to speak. I've been on Zoom calls and podcast interviews with plenty of colleagues who show up in a sweatshirt and jeans. And I think that's great. You know, be comfortable. Be you. Be who you are. Be appropriate for the occasion as you would do for anything else in life. I mean, I'm not going to wear the same clothes on a camping trip that I'd wear to a wedding. And so the same goes for business versus personal life. It's entirely up to you how you present yourself. But there is still some degree of professionalism that still fits within the spectrum of authenticity. But what we're talking about here, it goes beyond the superficial. It goes beyond appearances. What I'm asking is if you are bringing your true character to your business, and that includes your heart for loving people, for being vulnerable enough to cry, to laugh, and to pray. It includes your refusal to be embarrassed by the moments when work and family collide. Because, yeah, sometimes my kids are going to run into the room, or your kids are going to run into the room, or my oven is going to beep while I'm on a Zoom call or while I'm conducting an interview. And that has to be okay, because you and I are human beings with authentic connections that exist all around us while we're working. And I would rather know that you're a real person with real life daily issues like I have than worry about what expectations you might have for me while we're talking, because your own demeanor is artificial and stiff. My dogs will bark during a Zoom call. I'm sorry, but this is just my life, and I can't muzzle them for 8 hours a day, and I don't want to, because doing work in my home with my family around me, with my dogs here, it is part of my joy. It's part of why I choose to work from home. It's why I choose to be an entrepreneur. It's also where God has planted me. So when I welcome you into my business as a work from home entrepreneur, I welcome you into my life, and I want you to look at your own business that way too. What you and I do is born out of who we are. It's rooted in the person God designed, the heart He instilled in you and me that is burdened to love and serve others in whatever specialty or whatever niche that we've each been called to. That is the person, that real person that God created with a burden on your heart to serve. That is the person that your clients and your colleagues need to see. So here's one area where I wish more people would loosen up. It's vulnerability. Like I mentioned earlier, I've heard for years that it's not okay to cry in a work environment. Crying is unprofessional. It's not okay to show your failures or your fears because you will look weak. And I think that's a bunch of junk. I've been on coaching calls with other coaches. I mean, calls in which I was the student. And one coach in particular in a call that I had recently was really moved by something that was happening during the call. So she just started to leak these tears and she kept apologizing, telling everybody, trying to get it together, telling everybody she was so sorry. She got emotional. Like, what? You're sorry? Are you kidding me? That was the first time I'd ever seen that coach as a real person. Up until that point, she put out this persona that she had it all together. And she is super successful. And she's going to teach us how to be super successful too. And yes, of course, we all wanted to be like her. We want to reach her level of accomplishment. But honestly, it almost seemed impossible. Like she wasn't a real person, so there's no way I could be like her or succeed as she did. And that, to me, I realized is counterproductive. We want the people we serve to know that they can do and be and achieve what we're teaching them. If we're speaking into people's lives on a subject that we're passionate about, we really only need to be one or two steps ahead of them on the journey to be able to teach or encourage them on our topic. We don't have to be perfect, like we're some sort of flawless expert, because that is unattainable. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to learn from people who appear unattainable. I want to learn from people who I can identify with, because then I know they can relate to me. As content creators and coaches, we get to be relatable. We have to be relatable. And there's no better way to do that than to disarm your audience by letting them know that you are real. Like I said, my dog sits on my lap sometimes during coaching calls. I might pause to wave at my daughter when she walks in the door after a long day at school. And I might be drawn to tears when you tell me about your heartache. I might even stop the group coaching call to ask everybody to pray. And is that unprofessional? I think it's just being human. As soon as we think that we're supposed to be superhuman in order to do our jobs and to lead other people, we've lost our ability to serve them well. Because even Jesus, this is scripture, even Jesus, who being in the very nature God, who did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Jesus did that. He put himself at our level, the people he came to serve. He didn't dress up for the Zoom call. He didn't drop names. He got his sandals dirty. He opened his life and his mission to his coaching group of 12 disciples. He ate with them. He traveled with them. They drank from the same cup. They saw all of his real and his raw. He let them ultimately see his greatest suffering. He let them see him in pain. Is that so unprofessional? Or is it actually the best model we have for leading and teaching the people we're called to serve? Be real, be truthful, honor others above yourself. And whatever that looks like from your home office, just let it be part of your charm. Let it be part of your brand, because it's part of your character, the character that God has instilled in you. And that is the best kind of you that any professional can hope to be. I hope this encouraged you today, friends. Thanks so much for joining me here. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for tuning into the Inspired Business Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, if it spoke to your heart in some way, would you take a screenshot of it and post it to your socials or email it to a friend? The best way that we can help more Christian voices reach the world with their content is by working together to share God-honoring tips and advice, which is what I aim to do here on this podcast. So thank you for spreading the word and for walking alongside me on this Inspired Business journey. God bless you and your household. I'll see you next time. Bye.